Helsinki, March 11, 2024. Hello again. I'm Samirik, and I'm glad that you are listening into this podcast episode. Today, I will talk about what's going on in Helsinki with the latest edition of new hotels. We've been for many years having had the same usual suspects and the chains that has operated hotels in Helsinki, but I'm glad to report that there is some things that have got more interesting now. And we have three hotels in a different segment for different guests and a price point. But let's start with a interesting hotel that is called the Maria Hotel. Maria Hotel is a luxury hotel, a boutique hotel, that was just recently opened in the neighborhood or the district of Kruunuhaka. And the hotel is located in a very quiet area and just about off downtown. And in the area of Kruunuhaka, which is one of the first districts of Helsinki, old Helsinki, still exists many buildings of the University of Helsinki and also ministries. And I think this is a very interesting area that we haven't had any hotels and until now operating. They're now opened just recently, and I just want to tell you how I feel about the hotel, because I visited the hotel a couple of days ago for the afternoon tea. The hotel is a very elegant hotel. Gives the feel of a hotel, like if you go to London and you visit Corinthia at the Whitehall, it has the same atmosphere, very positive atmosphere when you walk in. The color palette is very calm, nothing loud in that hotel in terms of experiences, a very calm in effect. And it positively sets apart for the rest of the hotels in Helsinki. And then also that the international vibe of the hotel, they have an international team. Of course, they have a Finnish team, but they also have additionally Finnish international staff. And the hotel has interesting addition, which I haven't seen in any hotels here. They have a chapel. And I think the background for that chapel really is that because they are offering a bridal suite, so it's a perfect opportunity to celebrate the special occasion of when people are getting married. I had an opportunity to try the afternoon tea in the Lilia restaurant. That is their fine dining restaurant. I found the quality was okay. And I also felt that the Lilia restaurant is really suitable for fine dining. But they have also a garden terrace, the indoor terrace, with the large windows facing their garden. And I almost think that they should consider serving the afternoon tea in that place. Of course, as it just opened, the service culture, all of that will still take time to settle in. But I think more importantly, it is a hotel that has lots of potential. And I would call it like a diamond that would just need to be polished. And as anything, this will be a very great addition to Helsinki. And I also already saw international guests staying in the hotel, and also people are coming in for enjoying a meal and an afternoon tea. Considering the afternoon tea is price range of 50 euro plus tax, and the rooms are ranging from 350 euro to 500 euro per night. So it is at the price point in a luxury category. I highly recommend this hotel for a visit, and I think you will find it as an interesting, if you are visiting Helsinki, particularly for the summer season. It is nice to live and stay in a very quiet part of Helsinki district, and then venture not far away. You are many museums and many sites to see. The second hotel I like to talk about is called Grand Hansa. Now, Grand Hansa is while I was recording this episode, it hadn't been opened yet. Originally, this was destined to be a Hyatt branded hotel, but things didn't quite work out. So now it's a NH branded hotel, which belongs to the Minor Group out of Thailand. The strength of this hotel is it's situated in two historical buildings. in the probably the best address of Helsinki, on Mannerheimintie Street. And the hotel entrance is facing their main railway station. So it's without a doubt a very strong location for a hotel. And being a historical building, people will recognize this immediately. And they are, with the size of the hotel, about, I think, 224 rooms. It will be also popular for conferences. By the time it's opened, I will make a visit and I will look forward to tell you more about how I experienced this hotel. And then go for the third hotel that has been also recently opened. The hotel is called City Box. Now, the City Box is located in the district called Kallio. And Kallio used to be the working class area years and years ago. And now it's the place where hipsters are staying. So it's a place when you go there, they have a lot of small restaurants, shops, vintage shops, and bars. Now, City Box is a close to the metro subway, or I mean a metro. And the price point is about 60 euro per night. Now, being a 60 euro per night experience, it's an affordable design hotel, offers beer essentials. There's no restaurants. So it's really meant for people who are looking for just a place to sleep, and then they venture out for all their meals and all the activities in the bustling district of Kallio. I think one of the challenges, of course, will be with this hotel. It's sort of located on a steep hill. So it's really not suitable for disabled travelers. And so I think this is something that you should be aware of. Also, the way it works is that when you make a booking and you pay, you get a code. And with this code, it is like a self-service. You arrive to the hotel, check in, press the code, check into your hotel room. I think this is an interesting concept for a low price point and no frills. So it's like cheap and cheerful. So these are the additions to Helsinki hotel scene. And I'm really looking forward how the hotels like the Maria, the Elegant Luxury Hotel, and Grand Hansa will be showing their strength into the hotel scene. And also the City Box, because the City Box concept is a concept that suits very well into some parts of Helsinki, and I'm sure we will see several city boxes being developed into this city. So put in your comment, given a choice, where would you stay? Pay about 350 euro per night with a beautiful breakfast, elegant service in the Maria Hotel, and Grand Hansa, a larger 224-room hotel in a historical building. And probably the price point will be in a 250 up to 300 per night. And then you have the City Box, that is no frills, cheap and cheerful design hotel. And the price point is about 60 to 70 euro per night. Put in the comment, and on your way out, just click the thumbs up button and subscribe to my channel. And I look forward to updating you again what's new in Helsinki. Bye for now.